When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello and welcome to Ascent Dental Radio, a program dedicated to the balance between the clinical aspect of healthcare and the business of healthcare. And now, here's your host, Dr. Kevin Coughlin.
Good evening. This is Dr. Kevin Coughlin, and you're listening to Ascent Dental Solutions with a focus on knowledge, education, development, and training. I want to thank our sponsors, Henry Schein, Patterson, and Vocal. Without their continued support and expertise, these podcasts would not be available. I also want to give a shout out to David Wolf and his podcast team for putting these together week after week. Tonight, we have a terrific group, a company called TempMe, that's T-E-M-P, capital M-E-E. The two founders are Carrie and Ed. And I can just tell you, they're an exciting group. They got a great business plan. And I think it'll be really helpful to the dental profession, the dental hygienists, clinical assistants, and dentists to learn about their organization and their team. So, Carrie, Ed, why don't you give us a little background about your business, how it started, and what you hope to accomplish?
That's our favorite part. And I'm going to let Ed jump in.
Absolutely. Well, I think we always like to start out by saying that I have known Carrie for most of my life. We actually met in high school.
20 years ago.
We're coming up on our gold anniversary or whatever, for 20 years. And so he's somebody that I enjoy working with because he's brilliant and thinks outside the box. I was living in Lansing, Michigan, and our third co-founder, subject matter expert, Deb Simmons. She's a 25-year dental hygienist. She's a 5-year office manager, very extensive practice experience. And she came one night and just said, hey, you know, we were kind of lamenting and just kind of talking about work, family, friend. And she had said, man, I just don't understand. I have all these friends that are dental hygienists. They work so hard. They have this incredible skill set. They need to make a little extra money, or they want to make a little extra money, help with their family and whatnot. And it just doesn't make sense for them to drive Uber, to deliver groceries and things like that. And I have all these offices, these practices that are consistently calling and saying, hey, Deb, can you pick up some extra shifts? Do you know anybody? So she says, I have friends that want to work and offices that need help. And I can't for the life of me figure out how these two can't connect. I just don't really get it. I wish there was a great solution. And so I said, well, I have a brilliant idea. And I did what I always do when I have a brilliant idea. My brilliant idea was, let me talk to Carrie. Because Carrie's a brilliant human being. And Carrie said, hey, let's kick it around. And so we looked at the industry and realized that this is a really systemic problem. Patients are suffering or getting canceled. Offices are short-staffed or understaffed. What about a great solution? And the original idea that we had kicked around was kind of a calendar swap app. I'm a hygienist, you're a hygienist, let's communicate and go. And Carrie goes, you know, I think that's really going to be hard to assure quality for both sides of the marketplace. What if we Uberized it? And then this light bulb went off, and Carrie and I spent way too long one night when he was supposed to be out having dinner date with his beautiful wife. Thank goodness she's forgiven us. And he had a conversation, said, you know, I think we can make something special.
And it got only more exciting when we actually looked into the industry. I had a background working with the dental industry. Ed had a background in staffing. And one of the big things that we saw was that the dental staffing industry, specifically with hygienists, has less than 1% unemployment rate, which means nobody's looking for a job. However, according to a recent study by the ADHA, 61% of dental hygienists report being understaffed, actually looking for extra hours. And this was this big aha moment for us where we're going, wait a second, There's a shortage, but there's actually a greater problem with distribution. If we could actually solve that, there's a huge, not just business opportunity, but a huge life opportunity here. And so we used algorithms and technology and really hard work to figure out how can we solve this problem. And we're so excited that in our first big year of business last year, we saved over $2 million worth of shifts that would have just been canceled clients, to actually be able to pay out hygienists to actually help these offices not lose full days. And we're just so excited that we could create a solution that is simple, that's fast and easy to use for everyone.
Well, what we're here for is to take our roughly 8,000 listeners, educate them so that you can share your knowledge. I can tell you as a practicing dentist with over 15 offices, 200 and some odd employees, 40 years of practice of what I call living hell. All right. the general issues are, I think, top of the line, keeping the dental hygienist schedule full in keeping hygienists on board. It's a two-way street. After almost 40 years of continually practicing full-time, the hygienists are always in that quandary. They want the appropriate amount of time to provide the highest amount of success and treatment for their clients. And yet the dentist is constantly being pressured from insurance issues to compensation issues. So why don't you walk us through how you would recommend a dental team to acquire a hygienist to either pick up a shift on a temporary basis, a permanent basis, et cetera, et cetera. Either one of you, go right ahead, carry your head.
That is such a great question. And it's actually something we see on our platform. We both do both short term. We do single day temping. We do contract temping. We even do permanent placement. But one of the biggest things is actually for an office to look at their load and their client load, and their customer load, and actually figure out where are they at? Because this, when we started, we thought, oh, you know what? Everyone's going to use us when their office manager called out sick, needs a couple days off, or has something going on with the family. But what we really started realizing is that every office is different. Some offices have need us just, someone's out sick, they just need us for a single day, and they call us just like an Uber when they know they need us. But other offices are really, they're about a quarter of a hygienist short. and what I say is it's really hard to hire a quarter of a hygienist, you know? And so one of the things that we look at is we actually talk with our offices and finding out, okay, so you're right now you're overbooking your hygienists, and your hygienists are getting upset because they're, you know, if you have 25% extra clients for two hygienists, they're working 12.5% extra a day. And so we start looking at, well, what if we bring in someone for half a day a week? What if we bring in someone for one day every other week? And all those overfill clients go to this temp. And what if we get them to come back on a regular basis? Or what if we just schedule it simply for you? And what we found by doing that, two things happen. First of all, their current hygienists, they have that less burnout. They're not getting hit from every angle. They're happier. And when happier hygienists mean they do a better job. And when they're doing a better job, they find more opportunities with new clients for upsells or just to do a better job. So you're winning over more clients. But also your current customers who you're rescheduling or pushing out aren't going and looking somewhere else. In fact, they're getting in your office, they're getting seen, they're happy, and they're moving on to the next step. So one of the best parts about our platform, and really why I suggest being strategic about your workforce, is understanding, hey, instead of cramming a couple more clients into someone's day, get help for that extra quarter of a day, get help for that extra half a day, make everyone's life better. Because when your team is happy, when your team has the time to do their jobs right, they do better work. And truthfully, when they're doing great work, you're going to do more business, get more referrals, and your practice is going to grow.
I have a question that occurs to me, and that is when these hygienists join the team, whether it be for a half a day, a full day, a week, a month, whatever it may be, how do they get integrated and trained? So Mary or Bill show up at my office tomorrow morning at 7:30, and they may not be familiar with the software. They may not be familiar with how the dental chair actually operates. They may not be familiar with the way that particular office schedules. Is it everyone 20 minutes, everyone 30 minutes, 40, 50, 60, 2 hours? Well, how do they even get introduced for team members? In other words, clinical assistants or front desk. How do you go about making that the best marriage possible?
We've always thought that the best way to provide the best service is to allow offices to be encouraged to do things the right way, and then to have the flexibility to run their office with the way the doctor and the office manager see fit. We highly encourage our offices, the first time they bring in a temp, to schedule an extra half an hour. So if they expect to see their patient at 8 or 9, we highly encourage them to book the hygienist a half an hour, 45 minutes, an hour early, so that they can welcome them into the office before it gets too hectic, too crazy, so that they can meet the team, so that they can be shown their workstation and be shown some of the nuances of the equipment that they work with. I would say the majority of our hygienists are so familiar with the industry that, you know, it's not a chair they're familiar with. 4 or 5 minutes of instruction, they're an expert at it. Most of them know the wide majority of the different patient software that's out there. And if not, a quick tutorial will usually get them through. But they all have such a great skill set for dealing with patients and for doing the skills required of a hygienist that that extra half an hour or hour, depending on the complexity of the office, is typically enough to get them up to speed. We also do see offices making a strategic plan when they need a temp to figure out how to make sure that they have the easiest day or the most effective day possible. They'll put very specific patient types in front of them or put them in a room or in a situation that's kind of the simplest version of their office to make sure that they can be successful. And they really do that by just a little bit of forethought. And we highly encourage our offices to build that into their day, particularly with the first time that they're using us or the first time they're seeing a specific hygienist. We really do encourage them, if they're going to use us, give us a little bit of extra time so they can communicate with the hygienist any of the nuances that may be very specific to their office.
And this is just a quick chance, and I'm sorry to almost brag on us, but it's actually a big deal. When we launched this platform, we thought, oh man, it's going to be the newest hygienist coming into the market right out of school who are going to work with us because they're hip to technology. And we thought, of course, they're going to need this training and coaching. What we found is the dental hygiene industry and hygienists in specific were dying for more flexibility, opportunity at work. They're dying for the opportunity to work where they want, when they want, how they want to pick up these extra shifts. And so the difference between working with TempMe versus maybe a traditional temp agency, and I want to say it right, but a lot of times at a traditional temp agency, these are people who couldn't find permanent placement. And in an industry that has less than 1% unemployment rate, that's scary to me. But with our platform, these are people looking for an extra shift a week. Most of them are full-time employed. Many of them have practiced for 10 years or more. And what means is you're getting someone who has a wealth of experience, who's temped in a lot of offices. And we go above and beyond to make sure that we try to match up, hey, what kind of software do you use? How long is your average shift? We do rating and review systems so that we can match these up. And then we actually connect the two via the app for text or to communicate or even calls just for a pre-onboarding. And the funny part is 5 minutes of a pre-shift call can save you, you know, an hour of headaches. And so what we always say is communicate, discuss it. You'll be shocked at how well a fit it is.
I think each office, like you mentioned, is different. I know in our case, when that happens, we have a tutorial that's roughly 8 to 12 minutes. It basically is a quick overview, and we use that for all of our employees, and we use it for training. And usually it's sort of a fun and games. We do the exact opposite of what we want, and it's clearly obvious by looking at that tutorial. Mrs. Smith, you have 42 cavities and only 32 teeth. And the cost of your treatment is $3,000 every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's probably not the best way to communicate with your clients or patients. Let me ask you, can you go through the actual, let's just say, the steps from a cost standpoint? I know your website is absolutely terrific. I think it's very self-explanatory. It makes life very easy for the dental profession, and I congratulate you on that. But for those who are too lazy to look at your website right now, how about work us through it? I get your app, I download your app, bring us through that actual process for that hygienist.
Perfect, and no problem. And first and foremost, before we even start, we pride ourselves, and I know this is one of the reasons that we've been so successful, is that we put the high touch to go with the high tech. Everyone's had the experience of working or taking an Uber or getting Uber Eats, and something goes wrong and you're left high and dry. You can call any number, text any number on our website or app, and you can be talking to a real person instantly at any time. And so this is massively important that if you have any questions, just call us. We can, you know, we can do anything for you. And we'll white glove service it the whole way. But once you learn the app, your life just gets massively easy. And the simple part is, so for a dental office, If you find yourself shorthanded, you need a little extra help, even if someone calls in sick that morning, we have same day fills. You know, someone comes on at 7 a.m. All you have to do is you go to our web, the website or our app, tempme.com, and you log in and you create an account. Creating an account is as simple as putting your name, your address, and a few things like that. We instantly verify based on the information that we have according to your licenses. And then you're locked and loaded, ready to go. In the platform, it's really simple. It says, what do you need? Which is the beautiful thing. And it says, I need a temp. I need multi-day booking, which would be somebody more than 5 days. Or I need a permanent placement hire. You're looking to hire somebody. You select the one you need. And let's say it's a temp. Select the day that you're looking to hire someone. So I need someone next Tuesday. I want them to start at 8 a.m. I want them to finish at 5 p.m. Here's the rate that we're willing to offer. And we do it in dollars per hour. And there's an awesome calculator on there that shows you the percent to the average of the market so that there's no guessing. You can look in and see, oh, here's in my area within 25 miles. Here's what the average going rate is. You put that in and then you get a couple options of whether you prefer more experience or someone that's closer to you or just the first available because you're in a hurry. And you literally click the button that says submit. Instantly when it submits, the offer goes out to every licensed and verified dental hygienist on our platform. And they get it right to their phones. And this is hundreds of hygienists across your area within a 25-mile radius who are seeing this offer. And they can accept it. They can decline it. Or if they're available to work, but they require a higher rate, they can actually say, hey, I'm available to work, but that's $2 more an hour. And you can look at it. You're charged nothing. It's free to use our platform. And you can review all their credentials. You can review what we call their player card, which is literally who they are and what they're about. You can even communicate and talk with them. And if you like it, you accept it. And everything goes through either ACH or credit card. Or if you're not happy with it, you can just decline it and no harm, no foul.
I understand when I was reviewing your business model, it's roughly 18-19% charge. So if we're paying $100 an hour, I don't want our listeners to get upset. I know that's lower than usual, but that's the kind of guy I am, all right? But to make it easy, if they're 19%, TempMe is taking roughly a $20 per hour charge on that. Is that correct?
That is exactly right. You know, most dental temp agencies that are 25 to 30%. For us, because we've replaced the temp agency with technology, we're able to charge significantly less cost to connect the two. So it's 18.5%. So typically on a realistic pay for a hygienist, it's about $50 for an entire day.
Okay. And I understand that there's no taxes. These are 1099 employees. So I understand that you actually pay the hygienist yourselves.
We do. We handle all their tax information, which, as you know, it's we just passed the end of January. So we just got everyone their tax information. And this is hundreds of thousands of hygienists, which is an amazing tax and accounting situation we get to do, which is awesome. But we handle all of that for the office, totally turnkey. We take care of all the verification, all the background check and license check. So it's totally turnkey for them.
And I know that's one of the reasons so many offices do like to work with us. We do have a low rate, like Carrie mentioned. We do have a very high fill rate, upwards of 90% in some of our mature territories. But the offices really like that we handle all the back end paperwork. Yeah. So for your office, if throughout the year you saw 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 temp hygienists, your office manager, your staff does not have to worry about hunting them down, collecting all their tax information, issuing them their paperwork to stay compliant. We take care of all of that because, again, your office needs to be focusing on what's most important to them, which is your patient care. Let us take care of all the back office stuff for the hygienists that work with you.
I assume each state is different, but is there anything that the dental office needs to know or understand about their malpractice? Do they have to contact their carrier and say that they're bringing on temps? Or is this just something that our basic malpractice has an umbrella and protects if, God forbid, you know, someone catches a piece of floss between their teeth and we're in court for the next 52 years? What's the background on that?
That is a great question, Dr. Coughlin. And the best thing about the dental industry is that it's extremely streamlined. It's extremely straightforward. But because we are not tax and lawyers and these kind of consultants, what we always say is talk to your company. Most offices we work with, I'd say every office we work with, has worked with a temp before. So they're pretty familiar with it. But because you're in different states, no matter what state you are, you know, don't take our word for it. Call your insurance company, just run it by them. They'll tell you, but 99.9% of the people we talk to don't have to change a thing.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I've enjoyed the conversation. I think your business plan is right on board. Can you tell our listeners, how do they get in touch with you? Can you give them a little bit more in depth on your website, a phone number, anything that you want to share, your personal address, your wife and kids' names, pets, you name it. How can our listeners get in touch with you if they're interested?
That is a great question. So don't call my wife because we just have a newborn at home, so she might want to sleep. But you can go to our website, which is tempme.com, which is just T-E-M-P-M-E-E.com. Very simple, very straightforward. You can also go on the App Store, whether it's Google Apps or the Apple Store, and you can download our app right there. And actually, right on our website, we have a phone number on every page, a direct connect on every page, but you can also call us at any time. Call or text 786-460-2170. That's 786-460-2170. And as we say, we're always here for you. We have someone who will talk on your phone, walk you through anything. There's no dumb questions. We're here to make your life simple and as turnkey as possible.
Well, I want to thank you both. I can feel and see the excitement in both of you. There's nothing great like being an entrepreneur. I can sense the excitement. I think you're on to a great future. And the fact that you're two friends, I hope you can continue that way.
Me too.
I'll take a look at your contract later on, and I'll let you know what I think. All right. Hey, this is Ascent Dental Solutions. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin. Our focus is on knowledge, education, training, and development. I want to thank again our sponsors, Vocal Patterson and Henry Schein, and our two guests today from Temp Me. Thanks so much, everybody, for listening. I look forward to talking to you in the near future.
Thank you, Dr.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.